so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. Oh, Monday morning, Monday morning, couldn't guarantee that Monday evening you would still be here with me.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Stray Noir, a sometimes Orphan Black podcast, because we've still got one more Orphan Black thing to talk about, but it's not going to be on this episode, because there's still two damn issues left of the comic book that haven't come out yet.
Yeah, so I just bought like 3 and 4, today, because I didn't have them, and I just bought them online, because I was like, I don't know if they're in my store anymore.
So who are you two?
I'm Logan.
I'm Tim.
All right, I'm Mina.
As if people don't know by now, Tim.
Hey, man. You gotta, stay consistent. You never know what new listeners might come.
We're not talking about Orphan Black anymore, so.
Yeah. Didn't realize we were still in intro. I was just like, start talking.
So we are going to be talking about What Happened to Monday, which is a movie on Netflix, which Tim kind of sort of hipped us all. We didn't really spark an interest. I tell you, I'm far be it from me to make fun of anybody the way they look, but like his picture on IMDb literally looks like the kind of picture you see in like, this guy is accused of like drunk driving.
And then for Max Botkin, nothing I really recognize. Apparently he did an episode of the TV series back in 2009, Wolverine and the X-Men.
Oh, that's interesting.
And then for Carrie Williamson, she was the writer. The only thing I recognize is the movie Alex Cross.
Which I never is pretty saw bad.
Yeah. It doesn't have Tyler Perry and then Jack from Lost.
No. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was not good at all. Fortunately, I'm just gonna like put it out there. The two things I know from these three people are not very good. I think combined they made at least a watchable film. So
yes.
I guess that's a step forward. It stars Noomi Rapace, I think is how you say her name.
Sure. It's either Rapace or Rapace. I'm not sure.
Glenn Close, Willem Dafoe, and a bunch of other people. But most importantly, those three people. Pretty big stars for a movie coming to Netflix, which we're seeing more and more of because Will Smith has a movie that's premiering on Netflix now.
So. Except for that, so that, if I remember correctly, that movie was Netflix all along. I believe this movie was already made and Netflix bought it.
Yeah.
Oh, was it?
That's why me and Mina saw it, it was still called Seven Sisters. Because the trailer I saw didn't have any Netflix connection, and then like a week later, it showed up as like a Netflix trailer. And I was
so
like,
this
oh,
is
well.
One of those they like bought at a film festival or something.
So. Yeah, I think so.
I wish on the website they would tweak it and then have Netflix originals and then like Netflix exclusives or something along those lines.
Yeah, I wish that.
It's like it's still only available on Netflix, but it's not produced necessarily by them. It's just kind of bought and being supported by them. But
yeah, anytime they buy something, they just tag it with Netflix, so that's to be expected. So What Happened to Monday? Spoilers for What Happened to Monday. Monday,
what happened to her?
Monday Monday is a traitorous witch.
I guess spoilers completely right now.
I said spoilers. If they didn't turn it off, that's their own fault. So I thought the movie was okay, so we're not going to start with me. We'll start with you two, because I wouldn't even know about the movie. I wouldn't even have watched it if we weren't going to talk about it. So, Mina, what did you think about the movie?
I liked it. I don't, watch a ton of things, so I'm not, I don't have much to like compare it to other than, you know, Orphan Black, which is what we're doing here, but it was very different, you know. Yeah, I liked it. I think like there's parts where they could have obviously done better. But overall I enjoyed watching it.
Tim,
what about you guys?
Yeah, I also enjoyed it. I didn't like her motivation at the end. And this is the ending overall. It's very, I thought it was very bleak. I mean, there's no way they're going to come back from, you know, the brink of, I guess, the Earth destruction, or not really destruction, you know, just like implosion, kind of. Over, and I guess, and also, I was really hoping that more of the sisters were going to end up living. Which one?
They die so fast.
Which one was one that made the jump?
I don't, at this point, I mean, it was Noomi Rapace, that's who made the jump.
Because
she plays all seven sisters.
Well, you're saying all the actors and actresses, I hope you're going to be like, sorry, Noomi Rapace, Noomi Rapace, Noomi Rapace.
Just seven different ways to pronounce Noomi Rapace.
But, God, that jump that she makes, and then he comes out the door, and I'm like, I know what's going to happen, and it still just goes, bah! Right, shot right in the jump. Oh, my goodness. Overall, I enjoyed it, and I had, you know, I was like, oh yeah, this, you know, brings back flashbacks of Orphan Black. I'm very curious if we could take the Sistras and put them in that situation and just see how they, you know, I guess with their full, you know, fleshed out personalities interact in that, because we've seen them kind of like, you know, try to act like one another, but on a longer stretch of time, I'm curious how long they would survive.
I think they would do just as well, but I also think that were the movie to star those characters, all of them would have made it out in the end. So, like, this was more bleak, I guess is the word you used, and that's absolutely right. Which I don't have a problem with bleak. I don't know, a lot of times it just felt like, well, it cost a lot of money to have them all on the screen at the same time, so we have to start killing them off so that we're not paying for that.
Yeah, that's what it seemed like.
Because they die so quickly, and without any kind of, like, there's one death scene where they're just like, oh my god, and then after that it's just like, oh bam, she's dead, oh bam, she's dead, oh bam, she's dead. I'm like, what the hell is going on?
I kind of enjoyed that to a degree, because it, you know, it feels like no one's safe because they're just dropping like flies, but then, you know, at the same time, you want some of them to survive and not just, I honestly thought only one of them were going to survive at the very end, and it ends up being two of them.
But, yeah, same here. I was like, we're gonna be left with one,
or maybe none.
yeah. I'm like, one, and then it's gonna be the irony of the whole thing, because they were being an only child the whole time. I was really surprised they all were dying very quickly. I was like, no, I want to like learn more about you, so like stick around like a little longer. Like, I know it's a movie, so we don't have very long, but still, like, give a little more time.
Did the ending surprise you two? The betrayal? Or if it didn't, when did it hit for you?
When they showed her in the room, I was like, well, there's a reason she's not dead. So, something fishy's going on.
Oh, wait, when they showed, who was it, Thursday in the room?
No, when they showed Monday. Like, in that room, they're like, oh my god, it's Monday, she's still alive.
That wasn't Monday, though.
Yeah.
That was Tuesday.
They thought it was, but...
Yeah, but they thought it was Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
So you're saying when you saw Tuesday in there and they thought it was Monday, that's when you thought she wasn't dead?
Well, no, that's when I thought something was fishy. Oh,
okay. I don't know the exact place, but I was thinking way earlier. I guess when she goes to look for the gun and it's not there. I was like, oh, maybe she took it with her. But, yeah.
Yeah, I was surprised, but I get easily surprised by things. But yeah, I was like, oh, okay. And I was like, oh yeah, this makes sense.
Tim, you said you weren't happy with her motivation. Can you explain her motivation to me?
That's the thing. I'm still not completely
Yeah, I
sure.
have no idea why she was doing what she was doing. Other than like money, and she'd be the only one left.
I mean, but
So.
she didn't even really have. I mean, it wasn't even a money issue because I assume she had given most of it away in the donation, right?
I
I'm sure
guess.
she had some put away. Who was it? Sunday, I thought would have had the better motivation because it was. Well, I can't speak. It's been a while since I've podcasted. Because when she was dying, she was kind of being like, I don't know who I am. I don't know myself, and everyone else seemed to know themselves. So I was like, oh, well, that would be a bit of a better situation because she doesn't know herself, and she feels she is the real Karen, and so she's kind of gone crazy. But it's Monday, who I guess fell in love and thought there was no other way but to kill the others. And then I at the very end, you see two not fully formed babies in a water chamber. So, because also when Monday's dying, she was like, save them, save them. I think she said something else I didn't catch. I was thinking maybe she was pregnant,
That's
but.
what I thought, and there's two, so I assume she was pregnant with twins and she wanted to try to protect them because twins automatically means they're siblings. So,
But it, like it, I thought she got shot in the stomach.
I don't know
Like.
how.
So yeah, maybe those were her babies, cause and but then at the very end, there's so many babies. There's no way they can all of them can survive, right?
Yeah, that's one of the most interesting things about the movie is like one of the things they breeze through so quickly is the world that they live in. Like you do not have enough time to understand the complications of everything that they're talking about because we just jump straight to the sisters.
Yeah,
And
I would have liked more of the world and them like navigating through the world individually, like seeing all of them on their days and like how things go and
it reminded me, Tim, you might know, there was this vampire movie a few years ago
what we do in
where,
the shadows.
no,
I'm just naming the vampire
further
movie.
back than that, where vampires like ruled the world and
Underworld? Twilight?
no, and humans like were kind of just the lower class. It's not. I can't remember what it was. It had like, God, what's that? I can't remember that. I think it had Willem Dafoe in it. I'm gonna have to look it up. So, but like, it had all these cool concepts about like how a world that was run by vampires would look, and it was like really, really interesting. And they show you like 15 or 20 minutes of that, and
Is it
then.
Daybreakers?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, yeah, I remember trailers for this, but I don't think I ever actually saw it.
It was
Sam Neill's in it. Yeah, that's right.
similar to this in that like, oh, it's this really cool kind of sci-fi-ish world, and then all of a sudden it just becomes like, oh, it's just an action movie where a bunch of people shoot at each other, and so it's. That was the biggest disappointment of this movie for me is that it just devolved into an action film, like almost any other action film. But other than that, I did like it. It was good, like background, not background, because I was watching it, but it's not something I had to like really focus on. I could just kind of enjoy it in a fun way.
Yeah,
So.
I was. Go on, Mina.
Because you were saying you weren't completely focusing. I mean, I was watching it, but I was also making like grilled cheese on the grill. So,
Mina was making grilled cheese? I don't
goodness,
believe it.
Mina, goodness.
Yeah.
This is a long movie. How many grilled cheese did you make?
Oh well, at least four.
You
Oh
said
my
four.
God!
You say
Not just for me, for my parents too.
You said you were making on the grill. Do you have like a little George Foreman in your room? You're just cooking up grilled cheese while you're on.
Yeah, that's what I do. No, it was in the kitchen.
Have you ever seen Chef, we have a Mina?
Thing. Seen what?
Chef. Isn't that the name of the movie, Tim?
Yeah.
Nope.
Okay, there's a scene in Chef where he makes a grilled cheese sandwich. You don't to watch the movie, but you should definitely watch that scene.
Oh, yeah?
It looks like the greatest grilled cheese sandwich of all time.
Gotta write that down.
Don't listen to Logan. Watch the whole movie. The movie's great.
No, the movie is great, but I'm saying you don't have to watch the movie, but you need to see that scene. Oh, my God.
But I don't, Logan, I feel like you've probably never read it. I'm not sure when exactly it came out, but it was when I was younger. So, Mina, you might have read it. Have you heard of a series called the Shadow Children series?
Nope.
Like the books were like Among the Hidden and Among the, that like they kept changing like the last word. Mina?
Sounds familiar, but I'm not really familiar.
it's been a long while since I've read them, but I got into them because it was basically the same premise as this, except for taking out the identical siblings. It was more of like there was a law where I can't remember if it was, you know, more than one kid or more than like two or something, but you know, there's a child limit. And so if the main character was this kid who had to live in like the attic, you know, his whole life, and they started they lived out in the woods, but like a suburb got built like right next to them, and so he saw someone else, and there was like a big government plot. It was a whole thing, and I really enjoyed it, but I kept thinking about that, and I was like, oh, you know, I wonder if they're maybe going to potentially make a Shadow Children series movie now, because this movie is kind of that same premise, or whatnot, because it was by, who was it? I think, didn't she do it some other things? Maybe not. I thought the author did some other stuff, or I mean, she's a New York Times bestseller, I guess, but
yeah, I mean, we've all been there.
Yeah, but I'll have to look into that and see if they do some other ones. But yeah, it was along those same lines. So I didn't know if anyone else had, you know, seen some parallels. If y'all were familiar with the series, but I guess not.
But yeah, I've definitely never read it.
No, it's kind of, or after my like teen reading days or preteen or whatever. Yeah. So I never really got into a lot of those kind of books that. I get what do you call them? Yeah,
young adult.
I never got into a ton of those because by the time I was in junior high, I was just reading Stephen King novels. So
this is before I was still in like elementary school at this point when I was reading. But then, like, well, I started.
I read
there,
Bunnicula in elementary school.
I was gonna say I started there, but then I kind of read into it like, kind of middle school because I think the last one didn't come out until I was in middle school, and at that point I was committed. excuse me, but see, I don't know, something about that premise, you know, premise about like, oh, they're hiding and they, you know, running from the government. That I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting. I'll read into that. And but yeah, speaking of young adult novels, they're making like Artemis Fowl movie.
I know, yeah, I've never read them, but I do know what Artemis Fowl is. So
yeah, I've never read them either, but I know I had some friends that liked them, and they're very. Very popular. I think Glenn Close might also be in that, or maybe it's someone
else.
Glenn Close
is just showing up in all kinds of stuff. She's in her like give me a paycheck days.
I think it's Judy Dench actually.
But they're not even close. Judy Dench is, I'm pretty sure, way older.
Sure, but it's just like there's like a big wig on it, so I was like, never mind. I forgot Glenn Close was in this movie because I remember it's like her name popping up in the trailer, but I hadn't watched the trailer in a while. So when her face popped up, I was like, "Oh crap, Glenn Close! What are you doing in this movie?"
She's great, man. She's a little too like comic book villain by the end of the movie, especially her like, you know, like big reveal at the end, and she like starts losing her crap in front of that audience. I was just like, "You're hamming it up a little bit."
I liked how at the very end she was like, "I'm sorry for your children because y'all all ruined it. You've ruined everything. There's no going back."
It's interesting because, like, the theology or politics or whatever you want to call it behind the movie, like, it's not exactly wrong, and it's interesting that like all of the things that like humanity did to, in the movie at least, to better itself, you know, to help end world hunger, you know, to help end global, you know, climate change, stuff like that, just wound up boosting the population to the point that the earth could not sustain itself. And so, like, all of this stuff had to be set in motion. It's similar as this is to Orphan Black, which I want to talk about a little bit more. It reminded me a lot of some stuff that happens in another show I podcast about, Mr. Robot. And I'm not going to spoil anything there, but, like, it's one of those things where some people get exactly what they're striving for, and it winds up being the worst possible thing. You know, they're like, oh, this is gonna, like, change the world. And it doesn't. It just makes everything worse. And they're like, you know, we were supposed to all be free from, you know, the political nonsense that we're prisoners to. And by setting this in motion, like, they just made it worse, because all of these other things started coming into play that just pushed back even harder, you know, and that's what happens here. I was like, that's really interesting, but oh my God, do they just blow right by it?
Yeah.
So, am I the only one that every time something happened, which happened a lot in this movie, that we have seen in the last 5 years on Orphan Black, that, I mean, in my head, I'm just going, Orphan Black did it better. Like, really?
No, you're not the only one. to give the movie credit, they didn't have near as much time.
Right, they didn't have 40-something hours of television to...
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't really have anything else. I agree with you. Awesome. I gotta say real quick. Have either of y'all seen Westworld?
No, I haven't watched it.
No.
Well, y'all can't answer this question then. Let me go down. Let me look it up. So the head of security for her, the guy, I think he was the head of security for West, like on the show Westworld. And it was bothering me the whole movie.
That guy's terrible at his job, like, then.
Yeah, the whole movie I was like, is he just like getting like cast as head of security for stuff now? What's the deal? Let me check.
I thought it was super cheesy the way they revealed who it was he'd been sleeping with.
Trying to remember
I forget which one it is, but the one that's a virgin and never slept with anybody has to go hook up with him. She's got like the short blonde hair or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And so she goes with him and they immediately just have sex because, you know, I mean, I guess she was just like, okay, I'm going to have sex with him because that's the way it works.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's fantastic at it. So, and then like he's saying something to her as, you know, he's like getting up and getting ready for something. He's like, I don't want to see you just on Mondays. And it's like, dun, dun,
oh, right.
Dun.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But we already knew who he was.
No, we not. No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did. They just didn't know. We like this. The train's coming back.
Woo, train to Paris.
So we saw Monday talk to him at the checkpoint.
We didn't know that they were sleeping together.
And there was a very obvious tension. Then we see him like being like, oh, is that her? And then he goes to her place. And then it's like, oh, he's sleeping with one of them. It's like, we know which one he was sleeping with.
Well, Tim figured it out and I didn't. La-di-da.
Yeah.
He said like, he was like, this is the only time I get to work here or whatever and get to see you. At the beginning, I was like, oh, well, that's the only one he could have seen.
Well, good for you for putting two and two together, Tim.
I'm sorry. I don't think the guy that was head of security is the one that was on Westworld. It looked very similar. However, he did have a role. I think it was like probably a quick appearance in Hansel and Gretel.
Oh man. So anything else to say about the movie? I hate that I don't have more to talk about, because we've literally spent 30 minutes talking about a two-hour movie, and usually spend about an hour to an hour and a half talking about a 45-minute show.
I wish Willem Dafoe had more screen time. I wish they had shown more of a connection between him and Monday, and that play more into why she kind of betrayed them. Like, it, I guess it sort of implies where he was like, you know, he saw her, or she saw him being, you know, doing everything he could to protect his kids. So maybe that rubbed off on her to protect her unborn babies. I wish we had seen more of him, because I was really enjoying him being the protective father, grandfather figure.
I agree.
He's kind of a waste in this. Like, he just gets to be the guy we flashback to the, like, oh, here's him giving some words of wisdom. And we don't really get to see him kind of being this day-to-day person and the things he had to go through to you know, make sure that they got to live. And I don't, this is going to make me sound like part of the problem, but I don't understand why they didn't go, not young, not like 15, but younger with the whole story, like across the board. Cause, I mean, not that Noomi Rapace is old. I know she's not old, but I don't know. It struck me as like more plausible if we were looking at a 20-something.
I didn't really think about that.
She's my age. You know, she was born in 1979. So she's 38, and she looks effing incredible for 38, because I look like a, you know, sack of potatoes. So I'm not knocking her or saying anything about that, but, like, even if she was playing 30 in the movie, like, 30 years is a long time to have managed to get this far without ever screwing up, you know?
Well, I mean, I will say that is why Glenn Close was so panicky. She was like, it's an insane amount of time and it will ruin everything.
But 22 years would be just as crazy.
Was still there, yeah.
Yeah. I was going to add on to the Willem Dafoe bit, possibly because I think doesn't he have a moment where he's talking to Monday and he's saying how she's the real Karen when they were younger? Am I misremembering that?
I think so.
I feel like maybe if they had added another level of maybe that her mannerisms were more like his daughter's than like the, you know, the rest of the grand, I guess the rest of the sisters, and maybe that's why he grew more attached, because he, you know, hadn't seen his daughter in so long. So I'm just adding extra plot to it that might could have helped, but I think younger would have been better. But then, do you think maybe that would have turned it into more of a young adult movie that they weren't wanting necessarily? Or would that have even mattered, do you think?
Because
then it would possibly just get mixed up in, like, you know, Hunger Games.
Yeah, but I don't understand why you wouldn't genre. You wouldn't go for that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I would think that would be a market you're trying to reach. Whereas this, like, I mean, I definitely see, like, the audience for this, but I mean, honestly, I'm the audience for this, but I think you would get more out of casting younger and hitting the younger audience. So
it could also be just purely star power. Like, maybe he just had like Noomi, like, you know, on, I guess, you know, on board, and he whatever younger actor you could possibly scrounge up wouldn't be to her level. And he's like, well, I'll just use what I have, and, you know, and use the full star, which I guess that's taking away from her acting ability, which I'm not trying to do. But, you know, if we're talking about skewing her, younger or older,
her star power, quote unquote, is solely based, in my opinion, on her acting ability. I mean, she's not well, I don't want to say Jennifer Lawrence, because she's actually an incredible actress too. Who's somebody who's literally just like a vapid person that they just prop up to be, you know, whoever on the screen. She's not that kind of person. You know, like, she's a great actress. And so, you know, that is kind of what would interest most people in something like this that wouldn't normally be interested in this. Oh, it's got Glenn Close. Oh, it's got Noomi Rapace in it. I love the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. The original movies are, God forbid, the people that actually like the freaking Alien movie. So, which is gorgeous, but it's...
I always forget she's in Prometheus.
That movie's god-awful. This is better than Prometheus. It's not as good at looking as Prometheus, but it's a much better film. Mina, I take it you've never seen Prometheus.
Yeah,
don't
nope.
waste your time. So, like, if at any point in time you were watching this movie and thinking, that seemed like a really dumb decision, Prometheus is 2.5 hours of people making really dumb decisions. It's maddening by the end. Like, I just wanted to scream at the theater when I was watching it.
It was not. It was nice to see on the big screen, but besides
it's
the visual,
gorgeous. It is absolutely beautiful. It might be the best looking film I've ever seen in a theater, but I just wanted to rip my teeth out with pliers while I was watching it. So, anyway, that's not this film, but she's a fantastic actress, and I think that's the only reason to really watch the movie is like for her. The action is fun, but it's none of it is mind blowing, you know. So, which you know, with a limited budget, it's hard to do. You're not expecting Michael Bay, but I didn't see anything that kind of made me like, whoa.
So,
did you, Tim?
No, nothing blew my mind necessarily, except for the being shot in the jump. I was like, what the heck?
My favorite action beat was the one that basically commits suicide.
The microwave
yeah, and
stove.
She's just like gunning people down, and the explosion happens, and I was like, that's pretty cool.
Oh yeah,
but it wasn't.
She's gunning people down.
That whole scene. Don't they bust into the house, and they're like shooting people, and then they try to escape.
Okay,
or is that a different scene?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I did like that. Yeah.
So, but it wasn't like mind-blowingly like, you know. But there's a movie with Christian Bale. That is kind of like...
Batman.
Yeah, that movie. No, it's kind of like this. It's called Equilibrium.
Oh, my parents died. Oh.
Have you ever seen Equilibrium 10? Okay.
I have not.
It's similar to this. It's kind of like this weird post-apocalyptic sci-fi kind of thing. Very low budget.
Is that the one where he tells a story of Star Wars, but like doesn't say Star Wars?
No, that's Reign of Fire. So, okay. You've never seen Reign of Fire either?
No, I've just seen that clip where he tells Star Wars, but it's not Star Wars.
No, Equilibrium, he's this... they hunt down art and destroy it and kill anybody that has it. It's him and Sean Bean. And they have this... They created this, like, action style called Gun Fu. That's just like karate, but... Or kung fu, but with a gun. And they just, like, shoot and, like, pistol whip people in, like, these... badass action style, and it's awesome to see on screen. But you know, I think this movie I would have benefited from something like that. You never really get to see anything other than like some just gunplay, and that's it. So but still, I mean, fun. And if you got Netflix, there's no freaking reason not to watch it. You're gonna run out of stuff to watch eventually. So
what I think of me is also, you know, a reason to possibly watch this, not because it's not good enough to not watch. I'm confused myself. I think it's, you know, if you want a cool concept and you know you got some free time to burn. You know, give this movie a shot.
Yeah, especially in the
that's what I think.
Post Orphan Black world.
Yep.
Don't watch Death Note with Willem Dafoe. Willem Dafoe is fine in that. Go watch the animated show. That one. That's another topic. That was also a recent Netflix movie.
Now that's one Netflix produced, right?
Yeah.
How do you feel about the whole like co-opting it and moving it to like Seattle? And do you care at all about that?
I don't even. I mean, like, I wasn't crazy about that bit, but that was one of the least bits I was worried about. I didn't like the casting of now. I didn't like a lot of the casting. They changed a lot of stuff from the series. And just even Will, they even tweaked Willem Dafoe's character. I think if they changed everything else and tweaked Willem back slightly, Willem was still perfectly casted. But yeah, overall, go watch the animated series or read the manga, because that Netflix movie was dog trash. And there's a chance they're gonna make another one, and I, yeah,
we'll see. No. All right, so fall TV season's coming up. Is anybody excited about anything that's coming out?
Mina?
I don't think I'm watching anything coming out, so I have no idea.
That's the incorrect answer, Mina. The answer is Riverdale season 2.
I've been thinking about watching it. I've seen it. I've like, oh yeah, I should probably get on that.
Don't
sometime.
Believe Tim
they,
type.
They just
try it. You know,
just,
we'll see.
They just announced today that the creator or the producer, whoever is like in charge of the Riverdale series, is now working with CW to make a Sabrina the Teenage Witch series. That's like a spinoff of Riverdale. It's going to be based on the 2014
something about that
comic. I think Logan, you might be familiar with that one.
Archie relaunched all their comic book titles in kind of more realistic setting. Sabrina was a little bit different. It kind of became a pseudo horror title, which would actually fit more in with the world of Riverdale, because it's nothing like the actual world of Archie comics.
I saw one of the in the article, one part of it mentioned like Rosemary's Baby type theme or style or something.
I mean, it might be interesting, but
It's going to be very interesting. So it's because it's part of the Riverdale.
Riverdale is okay. It's not anywhere near as great as Tim is making it out to be. So
it's just I don't know. It's just a lot of fun. I like because I had a lot of the episodes. I got into it when the series already ended, so I could like binge it all. And I just dove in and I was like, oh, I like all this. When is Scooby Doo going to pop up or something?
No,
I think that might be technically out of that universe. Where is it in the?
It's out of the universe. Scooby Doo is owned by Warner Brothers.
But the Punisher is in that universe, so.
That was a spin-off series. No, it wasn't. It was just a crossover. God, Tim, stop.
So it's not a spinoff; it's a crossover. Is that the? I mean, that's kind of the same thing, right? Kind of a
crossover is two things crossing over. A spinoff is a thing that comes from something else.
So a crossover would be more canonical.
No, possibly less canonical. Are we really going to get into this geek argument?
The Punisher trailer also dropped today, which was
I haven't watched it yet.
They don't tell you the release date, but everything I've heard is that they're probably just going to drop it on us and not tell us for like a more surprising Punisher gotcha or something.
I mean, I would like to know.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe the Chinese Twitter account. I think it was Chinese one. Mentioned that it's going to come out in October, and then they like deleted the tweet. So everyone's thinking October, but I also saw someone say maybe November because that's when Veterans Day is.
Didn't Jessica Jones premiere in November? Or was it October? No, it was November. It was around Thanksgiving.
One of the series came out in November. I don't remember which one, but so maybe November, but hey, you know, again, maybe this month or next month, October. I thought it was October.
It's like I do not care about your geeky stuff.
I just remembered a show that's coming back that I watched, but I didn't finish the last season yet. I have a few episodes, so gotta do that. But I watched the show called Jane the Virgin, and that's coming back in October. So there we go.
I've
One
heard
show.
so much good stuff about it, but
Yeah, it's really
the
good.
commercials, like I watch all my WB shows, like our
Yeah.
WB CW shows through the CW app, and they show this
Yeah.
same ridiculous commercial for Jane the Virgin. It's
Yeah.
like sex, 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 sex. I'm just like, oh my
Oh,
God.
yeah.
It's a, as I say, it's a modern
Yeah.
day Nutella, right?
Yeah.
I watched it for a bit on Netflix, but then
It's
off track, yeah.
yeah, it's funny, and like then it has a narrator, and he's like one of the best parts of it. It's so funny.
Yeah, it's a show I regret not getting into from the beginning,
Yeah.
and now I just feel like, well, it's like four seasons in at this point, I think.
Yeah, this is I think the fourth
It's
season.
just a lot to catch up on, so.
Yeah. No, it is a lot. I just like at some point I like just binged it. So
I wish I
and
could
it
do
works
that.
very
I wish I could do it.
Yeah. Well, I don't watch very much and
Yeah.
do nothing. So it like works. Yeah. It works very well to binge. Sometimes I just save up episodes on my DVR and then I'll just watch it. So yeah. So we're
Yeah, I'm
one
not
show.
really excited about anything coming out. So, I don't know when we'll be back. I guess talking about whenever Orphan Black wraps up, unless something else comes out that we can discuss. I don't really know
Yep.
of anything. So,
Kingsman 2.
I mean, I'm down for that. I do have a small well, no, I'll save that for next time. 'Cause it might
I'm
turn
serious.
into a longer thing and I don't want it to. So, but anyway, we may or may not be back in a week. I guess if we find something to discuss, if Tim comes up with another movie on Netflix that nobody's ever heard of for us to watch. So,
Please.
but until then, I guess I'm on Twitter at Deadpool 1979, DEDPOOL 1979.
I'm Tim. I'm
Tim,
and oh my
he's
God, it's
at
been so
Timothée.
long. I'm so
Oh my
annoying, but
God, dude, it's not been a month, man.
I'm on Twitter at Timothée, TimotheHay.
And I'm on Twitter at Mina Ann. It's MinaAnne.
Gonna have to jettison Tim from the show.
I'm sorry.
I need a sign off, Tim. What do you got?
Until whenever the next time
That's
is.
terrible.
Keep on cloning.
I wanted something new.
Monday, Monday. Can't trust that day. Monday, Monday. It just turns out that way.